The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball.
That's two great performances back to back for them, and collecting 4 points from those two games is probably something that they would have set out to try to. They make it just very, very difficult for teams to break them down.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now. Off the Ball, GAA.
Dublin are out of the 2025 All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship. Full-time in Walsh Park, it's Waterford 4-16, Dublin 2-11. Two late goals for Dublin put some polish on the scoreline in what they feel was a very disappointing second half. With just 5 points in at a half-time, it looked like it was all to play for, but there were 50 minutes on the clock before the Dubs registered their first score of the second half. Waterford scored 2-7 without response in the opening 20 minutes of the second half. A hat-trick from Annie Fitzgerald, 1-3 from Beth Carton and 6 points from Niamh Rocket means that Mick Boland's side have at least booked a place in the quarter-finals with the game in hand. They will try to make history again by beating Galway on the road next week and topping the group to guarantee a semi-final spot. Full-time in the sunny south-east, Waterford 4-16, Dublin 2-11. Beth Carton, guaranteed spot in the All-Ireland quarter-final this year after a great win. How does it feel?
I suppose any time you're making the knockout stages, you're absolutely thrilled. We knew today was a serious challenge and we knew what Dublin bring, and they, by God, did they bring it to us. The first 5-10 minutes, it was hectic out there, and they brought everything we knew they would. Just absolutely thrilled to get over the line now, and I suppose, look, we have a big week ahead going into the Galway game, but thrilled to be qualified and we'll recover quickly and go from there.
Yeah, that first half, I mean, Dublin got the first 3 points in first 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
How did you, I know you reacted well with a couple of goals, but how was it feeling out in the pitch?
And in this heat, I think we couldn't catch our breath then either, but look, we knew Dublin are a serious team and we knew they'd bring everything. And they certainly did, and look, it was just about trying to settle, and we knew there was a strong wind as well, so we were trying to adjust to that as well. But look, we just, on a day like today as well with the heat, it was just about getting through those first 10 minutes and seeing from there. And look, the guys put in a serious effort, and just happy to get over the line.
You've put up some savage scores, 5-30 against Derry last week, 4-16 today. Goals are becoming crucial for you.
And look, I suppose the Kilkenny game and halfway through the Derry game, we'd never get a goal. So I suppose you can be lucky too with it. The lads gave us a good going after the first game because we weren't good at them. So look, it's just about creating the opportunities, and the standard of goalkeeping nowadays is phenomenal. So sometimes it can be a bit of luck as well, and thank God we got it today.
And came out today 5 points up at half time. Looked like you were still going to have it all to do though with the Dublin performance in the first half, but you really took control. Kept Dublin scoreless for 20 minutes.
Yeah, look, I suppose we knew we had to up our work rate. The wind never wins any game for you, I suppose. And like I said earlier, it was a bit of a funny wind, so it was carrying, and the ground is so hard, the ball was just carrying. So look, we knew the first 10 minutes after half time was crucial, and if we could knock first score over and keep it going from there. And look, our backs are phenomenal. We owe a lot to them now today. I know people are saying we got a goal or two, but they were phenomenal today, and from Brianna the whole way out. So look, it's a real team effort, and that's what it needs to be about.
And away to Galway now next week for the final match of the series.
Yeah, look, that's it. Big week ahead now. It's a quick turnaround as well, so look, we'll recover quickly and then get back on a Tuesday and go from there.
But thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Mick Boland, guaranteed quarter-final spot for Waterford after that victory over Dublin today. How are you feeling?
Great. Look, brilliant for the girls. You know, you set out at the start of the year just to get out of the group, see where it takes you. And with a match to spare, we're probably there. I'm delighted for the girls because they put such an effort in. You know, it's the least they deserved, really.
Absolutely blistering start to this game. Dublin 3 points up after 2.5 minutes. How did you regroup after?
Probably the breeze was very strong and it was deceiving. So the ball was probably going an extra 10 yards further down the field on our defenders. So we really had to retrieve maybe 10 yards further back the field. We started to collect a bit of ball, then when we did, after about maybe 8 or 9 minutes, we started to work it through the hand and bring it up the field and probably create 2 or 3 goal chances at that stage then. Probably took 2 of them. But like it was deceiving because it was swirling more to the left and it was difficult. But we probably got caught too far up the field, and we probably didn't, in that 8 minutes, we probably didn't pick up enough breaking ball either, you know.
And going in at the break, 5 points up, you kind of controlled the last of the first half, but you kept Dublin scoreless for the first 20 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, the last probably quarter of an hour, 10 minutes, when we got a foothold in the game and we were kind of we were able to work the ball because Dublin were playing a sweeper, so we were able to work the ball through the lines and deliver quality ball into the forwards, and the ball went into the forwards, in fairness, was a good ball and precise, and in fairness, Annie probably more than anyone else needed the goal, and it was great to see her get it today.
And after the Kilkenny game, we spoke about not converting goal chances. Scored 5 last week, 4 today. You've changed that around.
Yeah, we probably worked hard because most of the goal opportunities against Kilkenny, we probably put them up around the head or around the stomach of a goalie. Now we're starting to realise that if the ball goes into their bone and spins off the ground, there's probably it's going to hit the back of the net, or the goalie would have to make an exceptional save. We've worked very hard, not only in that, we've worked in the small things, you know, the little basic things of our handling errors. We felt against Kilkenny we made a lot of handling errors too, and we worked a lot on that too, you know.
Way now again next week, the final match against Galway, but you're guaranteed a quarter-final spot. How are you going to go into that knowing that?
Yeah, but sure, look, it's like anything else. Look, we're qualified, but we probably look at the Galway match now that, like, it's another match that history can be made, because we've never won in Galway. And if these girls have ambitions, you know, like they have an awful lot of ambition, they want to win something. So, like, we'll be going up to the Galway the same as Galway will be treating us. We'd want to win the same as Galway will want to win. Off the ball. GAA.